All right, so welcome back to the Peace Game Podcast. This is going to be movies that you should own, and I'll start it off. Beverly Hills Cop, which is Eddie Murphy, also in his prime. He is a detective from Detroit, Axel Foley, and one of his friends winds up being involved in a crime in LA. He goes out there. He's not supposed to be out there, but he tries to get the attention of the Beverly Hills police, and he tries to take the matters into his own hands, and he gets caught up into everything, and he's just kind of very intelligent. But what do you guys think of Beverly Hills Cop?
Anything Eddie Murphy early in his prime is always something that you need in your collection. That's at his best, in my opinion.
Yeah, when he was in his prime, I mean, I don't think anyone could have messed with him.
Did you guys like Beverly Hills Cop 2?
It was okay. I didn't like 3. That's when it was in the music part, right?
Yeah, that one was terrible.
I barely remember the movie, to be honest with you. It's been a while. I've seen it, but it has been a while.
But yes, it's Eddie Murphy, 1984. And it also has Judge Reinhold and John Ashton that sometimes they reprise their roles in other Eddie Murphy movies. But they're not just regular cops, okay? They're super cops. So, Billy Rosewood, Sergeant Taggart, Ronnie Cox, also the lieutenant. He's quite funny. Again, Eddie Murphy at his finest. He was on a roll, probably up until he did that vampire movie.
Yeah, Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That was so horrible.
I do remember that.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, Vampire Kadeem Brooklyn Hardison. Has some funny ass parts because of the dialogue. Because I think Charlie Murphy wrote Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it had some funny ass shit in it. It was just not a good movie. And Wes Craven directed that shit. I think he needed money. For real. He needed money. He sold his soul for a bad movie, man.
He got money.
That would tarnish his fucking legacy forever, though. Oh, yeah. He gets some evil pussy? Ooh, that's good. I remember some shit like that. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, man. All right, go ahead, Barry.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley. Stop. But again, Eddie Murphy was on a roll. He did Harlem Nights. He also did, Coming to America would have been like that in Beverly Hills Cop, too. So,
yeah.
He was on it.
You and I must be on the same page. I'm going to pick it back off of Barry. He brought up Eddie Murphy. I'm also going to bring up Eddie Murphy. And I'm going to say Boomerang for several reasons. One, it was a funny movie. It had to deal with dating. And it just had a nice ensemble cast. Had Halle Berry in the beginning of her career. Had Martin Lawrence. Had David Alan Grier. John Witherspoon had so many classic comedians in it. And it worked well. It had a pretty good story behind it. And also, that I don't think anyone mentioned, this had a pretty good soundtrack as well. The soundtrack was pretty good.
Hot Sex on a Platter, yo.
Yeah. It just had so many classic things that happened, so many classic moments that you could remember. Like the whole coordinate thing, just like when Martin Lawrence was talking about the Twizzler and all that shit. So it was just hilarious.
Was Grace that movie. Jones in that? Was it Grace Jones?
Yeah, she was in that too. Strongjay. It was such a good movie. Such a good movie. It was directed by the Hullin brothers, I believe.
One movie I think that everyone should have in their collection. Or why you should invest in surround sound 5:1 or 7:1, whatever that your heart desires, is Black Hawk Down. For those who have been in the military or who have not been in the military, you understand the urgency of the situation, not just because bullets are flying everywhere, but the depth of the characters and the emotional connection that you do have with them. The fact that this was a real scenario, it wasn't something that was concocted off of like a storyboard. The visual effects I thought were pretty nice with it. And as far as what service members were really going through at the time, without getting as graphic as probably what really happened as far as using people for shields, I mean, I think that's probably the closest that you'll get to. I have it on Blu-ray. And it's freaking amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of people in that movie. Josh Hartnett, Eric Bana, Ewan McGregor's in that movie. Tom Sizemore, Ian Gruffer's in that movie. William Fichtner is in that movie.
Damn.
Sam Shepard's in the movie. Jeremy Piven's in that movie. Tom Hardy's in that movie.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, he was Blackburn. He was the first person that fell out the helicopter.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Yeah, they were rappelling down and an RPG came by and clipped one of the propeller blades.
Yeah, that was really Scott at his finest. I mean, even though people might have some issues with that movie now, that movie is a great war movie. It's a great movie in general. and I wholeheartedly second that movie.
It was like nonstop action. I was like, holy shit. I mean, there was a couple of scenes where it calmed down a little bit, but I mean, it still had your heart rate pumping and it was real. I mean, you could only imagine how it was in real life versus Hollywood.
Awesome movie. All right. Beastgate Podcast.